You know, growth is a continuous process. You know, who you are when you were 15 and in your 20s, you no longer will be who you are when you're in your 30s, in your 40s. And well, we would all would like to hope that we're not the same person, because you evolve, you mature, you grow. Even in relationships, business, family dynamics, even career choices, those things tend to change as your passion tends to grow and prosper. We oftentimes are hard on ourselves because of society's idea of success and happiness rather than our own idea of what success and happiness is to us. Excuse my voice because I've been sick. I'm starting to get a lot better now. I want to thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. I want to thank you guys for your continued support. It means a lot to me. I want to thank you guys for just checking in on your girl. I am using anchor.fm. Again, it's very simple, very easy. You can do it from your car, from your bathtub, you name it. It's very simple and very easy. I'm in a slight weird space. And it's not just because I'm sick. I have a bad respiratory infection from COVID. And it's getting better. But I'm way better than what I was last week. But it's crazy because, let me just say this. I had been hard on myself because there were so many things in my life that I feel like I failed at. There were decisions that I made when I was younger that I was judged by, because people were like, why would you do that? And how come? And, oh, I would never. And although many people may not understand the decisions that you make, ultimately they are your decisions to make. And if we be truthful with ourselves, the questions that I normally ask myself is, if I had it to do over, would I still do it? And 95% of the time, it would still be yes. So I can't apologize for those decisions. However, I do think the way in which I went along with them or worked through them, I probably would have done that a little bit different. But my decisions to do the things I did wouldn't have been different. Excuse me. I lost friendships that I thought were very dear to me, but wasn't learned that they wasn't the same to other people. I have friendships with people that had conditions. It was only if I was what they needed and wanted me to be. It was only if they were happy with what I was giving to them. Didn't matter what they were giving me. It was always what I was giving to them. And I can't be mad at them, because you know how we allow people to be true to themselves and be true to who they are. And sometimes we just overlook those things that hurt us because we care so much about these people and we respect them so much and we love them so much, and we start depending on them for things that we really should be dependent on ourselves. I've learned a valuable lesson in my life when I sat back through my therapy meeting and I was writing down different things of where I was to where I am now. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, even when we talk about the financial situation, I am further off in debt today than what I was 8-9 years ago. And that's crazy. That is crazy. A friend of mine and I was talking, and she was saying that her situation with a significant other was no longer existing, and that she was very disappointed because they left her in a deeper financial debt than what she was before she met them. And she was so angry with them. And I said, why? Did you not know that you were in this situation? And she said, I didn't think about it because I depended on them. And so I didn't think about any of that. And what was funny to me, I told her, I said, if you and this person no longer exist and your situation changed, right? And they knew what your financial situation was and they didn't care. You should feel lucky that now you know what you should have known from what you shared, that you can only depend on you. You know, I learned that myself because, you know, I have friends, you know, family and situations where, you know, people did things for me, people helped me, and my job changed and my finance wasn't flowing the way I needed it to flow and I wasn't getting help. Of course, if I ask someone, hey, you'll help me do this, you'll help me do that. Yeah, they may help me for a week or, you know, do something for me or buy me a meal or something like that. But they weren't alleviating my stress. They wasn't making my life better. You know what I mean? And then that's where I had the epiphany. It was like, you're stressing and unhappy and trying to cater and understand and be supportive to people that are not trying to make your life easy. They don't even care if you're suffocating. They don't care if you're broke. They don't care if you're homeless. They don't care. People show you who they are and what you are to them. You have to listen and pay attention to it. That doesn't mean hate them. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean hold grudges. That means take hold of yourself, take control of your life and get your shit together. And so I had to do that and I'm doing that now. You know what I mean? My friend have allowed herself to get into a semi-depression because, you know, she was sick as well. And I couldn't tell her anything like, girl, don't do that. And because I don't like judging people, you know, because I'm my worst critic and I don't want other people helping to judge me. You know what I mean? Instead, like, not that I care of certain people judging me, but if it's family and friends, of course. But I didn't want to be that person that she turned to and I'm judging her because I was her. I've been her. You know, I heard so many times men ask women, what do you bring to the table? And what are you going to do this? And I want a woman to be submissive. And I want a woman to do this. And I want a woman to do that. You want a maid and you want your mother and you want your family member that's going to coddle and take care of you and do all these things for you. Majority of these men that ask what you bring to the table don't make your life easy. And a lot of the men that offer, some men that offer or put up this picture that I got you and I'm going to spoil you and I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Only if it benefits them. So if they get to fuck you, if they get to put a label on you, if they get to keep you from being with other people and they could be with other women and get on dating sites or hang out with their friends and whoever their friends is friends with, as long as they can do whatever they want to do and keep you on the side, you're the best thing like sliced bread. But then you sit there and you think about it and you're like, okay, I'm okay with being your friend, but you're not doing anything for me. You're not making my life easy. You pick fights with me at the time when I need a peaceful ear. You question me and you don't trust me at a time where I need understanding and support. You know what I'm saying? I notice where there are men that want a woman to ask them for help when you already know what this woman's financial situation is. And for me, that's where working, having your own money come into play. I promised myself that I would never, ever move in with a man with a house or apartment or whatever that's just in his name. Because in any time, that motherfucker can take it from you or say, oh, I no longer want this. And you're looking like a fucking fool. Every decision that I've made, that even with friendship, business or whatever, people have been like, oh, but it was us. It was a partnership. It was this. It was a connection. And then when it all came full circle, you know what it was? It was a them and it was a me. And it wasn't a us. They didn't give a fuck about me. They didn't care about my happiness, about my peace, about my success. They cared about what made them feel good. And as long as I was what they needed and what they wanted in that moment, that I'm good. The worst thing in the world to know is that you can be with a person and love a person forever and a day that can replace you in a week's time that you've known for years. You know how pathetic that is? Like, that just lets you know that, girl, what were you doing? You know what I mean? And let me just be very clear. It ain't about looks. It's not about a man with a whole bunch of finances or any of that. But it is a lot of men that are questionable men that have become the most selfish, arrogant, egotistical men. Like, there are men that have taken advantage of good women, have done things to women and pretended like everything that fell apart was just that woman's fault, that they didn't do anything wrong. And there's so many men that are damaged their own self. They don't even realize when they've hurted someone else. And so they build up these things of why they don't trust a person. And then you have a person questioning what they're doing when it's really, they're not even doing anything. You're making them feel like they're doing something to you because they didn't answer their phone, or because in your mind, they vanished for too many hours at a time. And I sat there when I did my little therapy thing and I was writing on these different things, and I was sitting there wondering, like, how could a person that truly love you, truly respect you, truly trust you, ever make you feel like you're doing something wrong, even when you're not doing something wrong? And that's when I realized that sometimes it's because we don't see people in their truth. We see people the way we want to see them. Like, we want to see the good in them. We want to see the greatness of them. So we don't want to see the selfishness of them. We don't see them show us that they don't care about us. You know, when a person show you who they are, pay attention, listen, and then decide if you want this person in your life. And if you do want them in your life, what are you willing to deal with? What are you willing to put up with? What are you willing to handle? Let me tell you something. I had a friend. We were friends for a long time, and it was a lot of ups and downs of emotions. And there were things that I did that I didn't even realize I had did until after I had done them. And there are things that I did that I know that I did that I shouldn't have done. And I said all that to say that I can name 20 things that this person have done to me. And no matter what I can name of what they done to me, they're going to give me 30 things that they feel I've done to them. I stop asking. I stop expecting. I stop looking. And like I told my friend, that man only wants to fuck you. That is all you will ever be to this man, a good fuck. That man don't want you happy if you're not in his life. That man ain't even going to wish you well. I've had a friend tell me, he do not wish anybody from his past happiness with anyone else. He don't wish any ill on them, but he don't wish them happiness. You know how selfish that is to hear? And a part of me thought, oh, they were just saying that. But then when you start listening and you start paying attention to all their patterns and you start paying attention to everything that have been said and done, you realize, no, they really was telling the fucking truth. That really is, excuse me, you guys, that really is how they think and feel towards people. And for a while, that bothered me. That really bothered me. But then I had to understand that that's his feelings. That's her feelings. That's their feelings. That's not mine. Like, I can't control what other people think and feel. I can only control me. And if that's how they think and feel, then I only have to respect them and move accordingly. And that's what I've tried to do with my life. I know I've been rumbling and I've been going on and on, but being sick, I had one friend and my cousin that called and checked on me. And one friend, I can honestly tell you, slapped me in the face as to why I hadn't heard from them. Another one of our friends was like, well, maybe what you asked really was true. And maybe they realized that they was lying to you. And I'm like, regardless of what it was, if I really was a friend and I really didn't matter to you, why am I your enemy? But then I thought about it. Thank you. I appreciate you following through on showing me who you are. And I had to step aside and allow them to be them. And with that, I was able to see like all the things that I needed to work on for me, my finances and a lot of things. And like when I was telling my friend, because she was just so overwhelmed with guilt and frustration and disappointment of her being further in debt and things of that nature. And I was like, girl, you just got to get your shit together and never sit there and trust and believe that another man gonna fucking take care of you. Don't sit there and whatever you do, don't ever get yourself in no fucking debt with a man if you ain't married to him. Ever. Business or otherwise. Because at the end, that shit 9 times out of 10 gonna fall back on you. And ain't nobody gonna be fucking helping you. And even when they say they gonna help you, they ain't gonna help you. But then they're going to sit back and they're going to say, oh, I did this for you and I did that for you and I bought this and I get. Did you really? Did you really? Or did you do it for yourself to say you did it? Because doing things and buying gifts and treating people nice and pampering them, whatever the case, doesn't come with I did that type of attitude. A lot of times people don't need to know what gift you purchased or what thing you did or what trip. People don't need to know that if it was genuinely done. Because 9 times out of 10, I know how a person really is and I know their heart by how they are all the time and how they are when I need them the most. And I notice in my life that when I need people the most, there's only one person that shows up for me. And we can't touch or see him in the flesh. And that's God. I was worried that something was going on with me, with my chest when I got sick. I'm not even gonna lie, you guys. I started freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. I'm about to have a heart attack. And that's how I found out that it was a respiratory infection. Anybody that knows me knows I don't like going to the doctor. I would just thug it out to the end. But I was so scared and nervous because of how I was feeling. It was just tightness. It was pain. It just felt like something was sitting in my chest. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting old. I'm going to die. It was a lot. But going to that hospital, I realized just how alone I was. Like, I didn't have anyone that I can truly trust. I didn't have anyone. My reality sinked in yet again to me. And I just remember sitting there thinking, like, girl, when are you going to get your shit together and stop allowing people to tell you what they think that you want to hear? And then when you really need them to show up, they show out and disappear. We have to always show up for ourselves. And when we can't do it, we have to be honest with ourselves and say, I can't do it. I'm tired. I need a break. I need some help. This isn't healthy. This isn't good for me. We have to be honest with ourselves and we have to surround ourselves with genuinely good people that are going to love us no matter what. That's not sitting back judging us, waiting for us to fall, waiting to point a finger at us, or basically waiting to turn their back on us. And if you can't find a person that can give you that, don't allow someone else to pretend and play with your feelings. And it's okay to be physically alone, because there's a man that sit up high and look down low that can walk with us. Surround yourself with good people whom you trust and trust you unconditionally. Real love, real support doesn't have conditions on it. You'll thank me later.